Love is the heart of healing. At this point, my lead pencil demands a hearing. It reminds me that it is built of particles so far apart that, were my vision keen enough, the pencil would look more porous than a sieve. Not one atom touches its neighbors. The law of attraction holds them in their respective orbits. No man on earth is strong enough to pull the pencil in two, strong enough to separate the atoms from one another. Why are they so clannish? Because they like one another. Here shines forth not the strength of materials, for matter is a phantom, but the power of adoration. How silent is the atom in its ceaseless activity? The patriot is silent. Never does he boast of his patriotism. It is so much a part of him that he scarcely knows he has it. So of one who is strong in love. The emotion is his very self. It seldom occurs to him to announce it. Here we have a hint of the heart of spiritual or metaphysical healing. It is more than a purely intellectual process. It has, at its highest, the warmth and ardor of devotion. It is the mood wherein evil is unthinkable and unrecognizable, wherein good is the natural and exclusive order, the all and the only.